That staging area is complete with trucks, supplies, generators, even bee and wasp killer for the crews, and they'll all be here for several more days. APCO President Charles Patton says along with all the downed neighborhood lines, they lost 90 of those big high-voltage transmission lines.
Until we can get the electricity that's been generated by the power plant into the communities themselves, that's been the real problem of this storm.
He acknowledges customer frustration as the hot days without power grow in number. But he says building an invincibly strong network would come at a great cost to your power bills.
And the question is, does the public want to pay that cost for events that are 1 in 10 years, 1 in 20 years?
APCO still figures some Virginia customers will have to wait 5 more days before their power comes back. Evan Jones, WFIR News.